Here we go. Last night at the main hall. So nice of the camp manager to let all the counselors stay one extra night.
He's a jolly decent fellow, isn't he?
Oh, Brad, your accent. It's thicker tonight. Now the kids are gone and you aren't trying to sound like us.
I have an accent.
You do? Here, tell me I'm beautiful again.
Stacy, darling, you are beautiful.
Oh, I like hearing that. And that English voice of yours. Each time you say that, my panties get wet and almost slide down my thighs all by themselves.
Yes, quite.
Come on, Brad, let's go inside. I bet the others already have drinks out. It's such a beautiful night. We should have drinks. Here.
Stacy, you've made it! Come on, we've got beer.
Entire cases of it.
What took you both so long?
Oh, you know, they were down by the lake.
Necking? How romantic.
I bet they were doing much more than that. Look at Brad's pants there. His, interest in Stacy is showing.
Sorry.
I wish I had a Brad.
You can have a Ken. 8 thick inches of him.
Ew. Guinness or Coors, Brad?
A Guinness, please. Although I do wish you'd serve it warm.
Beggars can't be choosers.
He's not a beggar. He's an exchange student. From England?
Well, as a red-blooded American, I like my beers cold and my women hot.
As if you have any women, Ken.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I see 5 chicks here.
Ew, little brother. Gross. Don't count me in your harem.
Besides, you're all my harem. Here you go, Brad. 1 ice-cold Guinness.
Dear Lord, I'm amongst barbarians. Except for you, of course, Stacy.
Anyway, thank God all those kids finally went home. An entire night without anyone dumping wood spiders in a girl's hair. Ugh, or wetting the bed, or... Ugh. I wouldn't be sure about that. Ken's still here.
Very funny.
She's got a point, little bro. You do wet the bed. Remember the bunk bed incident at Grandma's? I'm still scarred.
I was 10, and I'm not your little brother. We're twins, Heather.
Yeah, but girls mature faster. Heather's like twice your age mentally.
This beer glass is twice his age mentally.
Speaking of beer, I think it's time for another round, so drink up, girls. How about a game of strip poker?
Yes.
Karen, not gambling.
He doesn't have a poker face, Diane. We'll take home everything he's got.
You can take me home and take everything I've got anytime you want, baby. Hey, you know what tastes great in your mouth after a cold beer?
You're such a player, Ken. You should just go find an older woman to fuck.
Leave us poor little innocent girls alone.
Yeah, find a MILF who can keep up with you.
Well, I don't know. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
My mom?
I helped mow her lawn once. She came out with just a towel on. The knocker's on that babe. Oh,
Brad, are you hearing this?
I'm not exactly sure. His American accent is rather thick tonight.
He's insulting my mother. Do an English thing. Challenge him to a duel or something. For me.
You want me to defend your mother's honor?
There's a steak knife right there on the table. You could stab him.
No one's going to stab my little brother, okay?
Twin.
You know what? All this beer, we should do a toast.
Oh, what should we toast?
To getting laid.
To getting rid of the kids. To surviving the Camp Crystal Lake serial killer.
That's just a story. The managers made it up to scare the little ones.
It scared me. That bit about the knife? Ugh.
I'll protect you, Barb. Keep an eye on you. Every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you. No serial killer's getting through this six-pack.
A toast. To surviving the Camp Crystal Lake serial killer.
To surviving.
To not being chopped up.
Or raped.
Or left alive after everyone's dead with only Ken for company.
Hey!
Okay, poker. Let's do this.
Actually, I was thinking of hiking into the woods a bit, except it's dark and I need someone strong and virile to protect me.
Gladly. I'll keep your tight body safe all night.
Not you, Ken.
Someone strong and handsome and definitely someone very, very British.
Psst. She means you, Brad.
Yes, I would be delighted, absolutely delighted to protect you by moonlight.
Well, come on then. We wouldn't want the Camp Crystal Lake serial killer to get me.
You better protect her, Brad. We like her.
Come on, Brad. Come save me.
Here I come to save the day.
Oh my god. They are the perfect couple.
I really, really need a Brad.
Forget him. Everyone knows you belong with me, Barb.
What?
My Corvette's still parked down the trail. Let me take you for a ride tonight, babe. Every Barbie needs her Ken.
Ew.
Okay, you know what? Maybe Stacy has the right idea. It's been a really hot day, and I'm so sweaty right now. I'm gonna go for a swim. Come with, Barb?
A swim? Oh, yes! Yes, a swim by moonlight. Sounds perfect. I'm in.
You should all come.
I don't know. I've always wanted to learn poker. My dad wouldn't ever let me play with the boys.
I'll teach you. Okay, so just Barb and me.
And?
Not you, Ken.
Oh, fine. I'll just stay here in the hall and play a rousing game of strip poker. Get the girls' beard up until they let the girls out.
No one said anything about strip poker.
Deal. I'll take your wallet and your drawers, stud.
Oh, it's on.
Come on, Barb. Let's get you out of here.
Oh, thank you.
To Crystal Lake.